This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 10th, 2014, episode 889.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
That's right. Today is your weekly two-minute warning to get busy surfing the web for off-kilter classifieds and emailing them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com with bad ads in the subject line. On tomorrow's show, Glenn and Jamie, as they usually do on a Friday, perform a dramatic reading of a select group of those ads, and the astute listener who submitted what we deem to be the best of the worst will win a fantastic prize. This week's prizes are provided by Dr. Rose's. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment and Salve are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for all manner of cuts and scrapes on your horse. And Dr. Rose's is the must-have product here at HRN headquarters to keep PT Scooter's delicate white pasterns free from dew poisoning. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And by horsegroomingsolutions.com. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at horsegroomingsolutions.com. Now, sit back and enjoy this previously aired masterpiece from the Hit'em Audio Vault, featuring fox chasing side saddle in Ireland, a lady who wants to light up your horse's butt, and an appearance by a carriage-driving stuntwoman from the hit movie Hunger Games.
We'll see how long that lasts.
We're going to go. We have a ton packed into today's show because you're going away next week on vacation. And I wanted to get all these people in before you left. So we packed it all in. So we have a bunch of stuff going on. Let's let Jennifer tell us what it is.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, as if you haven't noticed already, Glenn has jumped the tracks, folks. So I am forecasting unprecedented levels of horsey hijinks and whiplash-worthy segues betwixt segments. And that being said, we kick off the show with Sammy Gross, here to enlighten us about her Kickstarter campaign that aims to shed light on your horse's butt. And sidestepping a few eyebrow-raising headlines, we will be chatting with Susan Corwin about the world record-breaking side-saddle fox hunt she attended in Ireland earlier this year. And then skidding dangerously close to the 10 o'clock hour, the Hunger Games opens nationwide this weekend. So we have a special celebrity guest from that blockbuster film stopping by to tell us about filming the Hunger Games. And as if that weren't enough, I just got goosebumps. Really bad ad jumps out from behind a tree to provide a pre-weekend workout for your laugh muscles. Please stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. And before we get to the Daily Winnies this morning, I got to tell you, I didn't even tell Jamie about this. I have some surprises for her today. The last day before vacation, I had to do some surprises.
Yay.
Yeah, I know you love surprises.
I love surprises.
I know you do. But I was cleaning out my folder in my computer that had the sound files for our show here for the last three years since we started.
Oh, no.
And I came across some stuff that I went, oh, my God, what did we do that or when did we do that? But the first one I want to play for you right now, get this, Jamie, is the original promo that we did before the show even began. So let's listen to it and see how much we lied and how much actually came true. Let's take a listen.
Glenn made me do this, by the way.
This is Glenn McGee.
And I'm Jamie Jennings. Grab a cup of coffee and join us on November 1st for the first ever live morning radio show dedicated to you, the horse addicted.
The new show is Horses in the Morning, and it's a light, lively, entertaining daily look at the horse world and the people in it.
Horses in the Morning will include entertaining conversation, out-of-the-ordinary guest, contests, giveaways, and so much more. For the first time ever on Horse Radio Network, we'll be able to take your calls and talk about your life with horses. We'll also be giving away some fantastic prizes to you every day.
Horses in the Morning will be broadcast live Monday through Friday, 9 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern at horsesinthemorning.com or any number of our affiliate websites across the Internet. Plus, you can listen live on your Droid or iPhone with our exclusive phone apps. And, of course, we will have a recorded version available immediately after the show each day that you can listen to anytime.
If you would like to carry our new live daily show on your website, we would love to have you. It's free and easy. Just send us an email at morning@horseradionetwork.com.
And, Jamie, don't forget that we have some advertising opportunities available now.
That's Horses in the Morning starting November 1st, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern.
Now, all that was true. It all came true. We didn't lie about anything.
Well, the only thing is that when we said, like, we'll have callers, people will be calling. They only call if they want stuff. Like, free stuff. Nobody just calls to say, hey, I'm listening to your show, and I appreciate it, and I like it. And here's what happened to me yesterday. I got bucked off my horse. Nothing. I really expected more just random phone calls, but... You know, it's like today's show. You got a so dang packed full of stuff. We don't have time for any calls.
Yeah, I do have it. I do have a bunch of stuff planned for today. Well, let's
don't play anymore.
What's that?
No more.
Oh, well, that was
no more. I said don't play anymore.
I have control of the button, so that's the problem. Well, I have to get a little bit serious for my Daily Whinny today. Actually, this is our Daily Whinny. This is Jennifer and I who are doing this Daily Whinny. And this goes out to someone that we met a couple of years ago. She is a horse person and let's just say she's a fireball in a little package. And she came out to our place and said hi to us and spent a week with us. And after that week, we said, yep, she's the one. So, yes, this goes out to Jamie Jennings, because I'll tell you what, we love you and we thoroughly have enjoyed having you on the show. And we enjoy being here with you almost every day on Horses in the Morning. You're a real trooper. And, you know, this job is a lot harder than it sounds in a lot of ways, it's easy. We just talk. But it's hard in that you have to lay yourself out there. Your whole life is out there when you're a radio host doing the type of show that we do. And there's not too many people that will do that to quite the extent that Jamie has. So, Jamie, we love being with you every morning, and that Daily Whinny is for you. So
That's really sweet, you guys. Thank you. Does this mean I'm buying lunch on Tuesday? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing?
I was trying to butter you up a little bit. I should have added with that, and for very little money, she does all of that. And, you know, the one thing Jamie is willing to do is just try anything. She puts it out there. And about 2 years ago, in early 2011, this thing went around the Internet, and it was about sheath cleaning, and boy, Jamie is just willing to do anything.
How's it hanging? So much cleaner. Oh, aren't you glad I washed your wiener? I admit it's kind of creepy that I had to stick my arm up in your peepee. It was sticky. It was gunky.
It
felt icky. It smelled funky. It was crusty. It was cruddy. When you stuck it out, it creaked like it was rusty. After half an hour of toiling and of squirting, baby oiling, you're as fresh there
as a daisy. Either this means I love you or else I'm crazy.
You remember that one?
That might be the best song I've ever recorded. How come I have not got a record deal off that one? It's beyond me.
And a cappella, too. I mean, terrific. Do you have a daily Winnie, by the way?
I do.
Well, that brings me to another sound file that I found in the archives of sound files, because a couple years ago, there was something you obsessed over so much that I made a special daily Winnie for it because you did it so often. Take a listen. I won't make you suffer through the whole thing. You were doing so many daily Winnies for Zenyatta. Remember, I just did that one day and played it for you. And I was like, at the end, I said, okay, that's it. Daily Winnie over.
Well, I never tell you what my daily Winnies are going to be. And it's ironic that you do that, because today it is for Zenyatta. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually for another champion mare, Royal Delta. So you're close. It'd be Royal Delta. That doesn't really go.
No.
She has officially been retired, you guys. Royal Delta has been retired and is actually, should be shortly, if she hasn't already, boarding a plane to Europe, where she's going to be bred to the European stallion Galileo. So congratulations to Royal Delta. You've earned a life of leisure, my friend, and congratulations to Galileo, because you get to do it with a pretty awesome horse.
Yeah, he gets a hot chick.
Baby daddy.
He gets
a hot chick.
Yes. He does. He gets a hot chick.
Awesome.
Well, you know, I don't want to, we have a lot going on later in the show, and I don't want to, leave myself out of being totally embarrassed. But for some reason, we did a sound file years ago. It must have been when we were living in Lexington and we were having wicked storms. And I embarrassed myself with this one.
This is Glenn the Geek from high on top of the Andes Mountains, whatever country they're in. Hopefully I'll be back in time for the show.
We had some really random sound files.
Was awesome. See, when you said you found sound files, I thought you were going to play the sound files that I sent you as a kind of my application, my resume.
I would have, except I don't have them anymore. For some reason, they got lost in the shuffle. I wish I still had them, because I definitely would have been late to us, but no, I lost them. I don't have them anymore. And then there was something.
Too bad.
It's Freestyle Friday. I don't care today. And then there was something that you talked incessantly about for a while. And believe it or not, this was back in 2011, 2 years ago too. And I had to come up with a little song. I won't play the whole thing. I'll just play the beginning of it.
Okay.
I had a super in my yard, and riding that mower up very hard.
The Gopher Song. That was the Gopher Song. It went on like that for 2.5 minutes.
Oh my God, that was awful. However, I was a Gopher update. I got one yesterday. Woo-hoo!
Are you still battling that battle?
Yes, because they all went away, and now they're fighting their way back. But I got one yesterday. I'm like 1 for 100 right now. It's like all the Gophers had to go to some sort of educational seminar, and they're like, back in the days, our ancestors all disappeared from this certain trap, so you need to watch out for them. And it's like, ancestors was like 2011 in Gopher Land.
They've been through 55 litters since then.
Yeah, exactly. And they're bombarding us again. They're trying. Anyway, but right now, here's what really sucks, you guys, is that on Monday morning, I signed up for irrigation. And you never know when you're going to get it. And we're going to flood our pastures this coming Monday morning at 5:45 in the morning. I'm going to be out of town, so my farm sitter is going to be here to open our irrigation porch, which floods our property. We got freaking 3 inches of rain last night, and it's supposed to keep raining Saturday and Sunday.
Can you say I don't want it and get your money back, or do you have to pay anyway?
No, you can't say that. It's yours. It's your water. Maybe I'll just make my neighbor open my neighbor's porch. I don't like them anyway, so I'll just flood their pot. They won't notice. Does rain give anybody else anxiety? Like, as a horse person, when I hear that much rain, I get anxiety. I'm like, oh, man, did I leave any tack out? Is my saddle pad put away? Because I left it all dry? How's my hay? Is it covered?
I don't think to the point that you do, because you get so little of it, so it's an event. For the rest of us, especially here in Florida, it's like a daily occurrence, so it's like, oh, it's just raining. You know, so I think because you get so little of it, it's a big deal to you.
I've always been like that, though. Maybe a Facebook question of the day, Jennifer, is, does rain, as a horse person, does rain give you anxiety? Like, because now I know my horses are going to be in the mud for the next couple of days. They're going to tear up the grass. Should I turn them out of my arena? But then they're going to chew on the jumps. It's like, there's so many. That's why I didn't sleep last night. Baby slept great. I didn't sleep because I can hear the pitter-pat of the rain on the roof. And I'm like, oh, come on.
That's supposed to be soothing.
We're irrigating Monday. Yeah, it's not. It's stressful to me. It is so stressful.
Well, we better get on with our show here today. You know, something that's been, I have never seen this. You know, regular listeners of the show know that we do Kickstarter updates every once in a while, where we go through Kickstarter and we find horsey things that are being put on Kickstarter. So we find these horsey things and we highlight them and we talk about them. And, you know, some of them are a little out there and left field, and we talk about that. But there's been one that's been gotten more publicity than anything I've ever seen horsey wise on Kickstarter. It has been everywhere on Facebook. Just unbelievable the amount of publicity that this is getting, and it is called Tail Lights. And I'm going to play the audio off the video for you that is on Kickstarter, simply because it explains it so well. But then we have the creator of Tail Lights, Sammy, on with us all the way from California right after this. Take a listen to what they are. And I'm telling you, if you haven't seen them on your Facebook post or pages, you have not been paying attention, because they're every media outlet. We're going to find out why they've become so popular here in just a minute.
Tail Lights is an LED lighting system specifically designed to increase visibility for horses and riders any time of the day and in any weather condition. My name is Sammy, inventor and founder of the world's first LED lighting system for horses.
I started riding when I was 5 years old. I spent 6 years at the Montana Mounted Search and Rescue as a volunteer, and I worked as head wrangler on a guest ranch and was in charge of over 300 head of horses.
4 years ago, a friend and I were riding two of my horses back to the barn after a long day of trail riding. Despite reflectors, safety gear, and living within an equestrian community, my horse and my friend were hit by a car. From that moment on, I made it my mission to create the best equestrian illumination system.
When designing taillights, I wanted something that would increase visibility but also be comfortable for the horse. The neoprene tail wrap is specifically designed not to slip off the tail. It allows the tail to move freely and naturally. Tail Lights is equipped with 6 strands of super bright LED lights to allow for visibility in excess of 180 degrees. Tail Lights makes your horse more visible from almost any angle.
This is really light and really bright. The battery pack we're going to have is going to be a little bit larger than a Galaxy S cell phone.
Okay.
I have never, riding on the street, had more cars slow down and take notice of me and my horse and actually give us room.
The LED lighting strands are silicone encased, making them weatherproof and soft to the touch. This also means that they do not tangle or stick to the horse hair. With the longest strand at 26 inches, we have accommodated for tail swishes, thus limiting most whipping effects. There are 3 levels of brightness to tail lights: low or group ride, medium or solo ride, which gives you over a half mile in visibility in clear conditions, and finally, emergency. The highest setting with a strobing pattern that maximizes battery life and visibility to rescuers. Tail lights are built to be rugged and water resistant, meaning that it will withstand most weather conditions. With multiple colors to choose from, taillights can be fully customized to fit any situation. Taillights is powered by a long-lasting lithium-ion battery, giving up to 15 hours of light on a single charge. And the battery is small enough to fit in any camel saddlebag. The optional taillights camelbag can also hold food, clothes, or serve as a storage unit when you're not riding. After 3 years of designing, building, and testing various prototypes, the taillight system is elegant and durable. Most importantly, it's comfortable and safe for your horse.
Now that design and testing is done, this is where we need your help. By backing this project and joining the taillights family, you can help me achieve the dream to create a highly visible, durable, and beautiful lighting system that can help save the lives of riders and their horses. Thank you.
Well, and we have the creator, the person on that video with us right now. Sammy, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I got to congratulate you.
No, thank you very much for having me on.
I got to congratulate you. I have never, honestly, and I'm a marketer guy, I have never seen the type of marketing that you have been getting with this. When you put this on Kickstarter, did you expect it to be showing up more on horse people's Facebook pages than anything else?
Actually, no, I didn't. I was really shocked. I knew there was a demand out there for it, but I didn't know how much of a nerve that I struck with this. And I've been having friends of mine call from all over, you know, the United States, and my friends in Canada, and they're like, I just saw your post. And a friend of mine called me yesterday from New York, and he said, I opened up my my iPad, and I saw CNET, and you were front page. And I was like, what? And so it's been amazing. Facebook has been absolutely unbelievable. And I'm just so proud, and I'm so grateful that all the horse people out there are, you know, getting behind this and getting it out to the public to say this is something that we need.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to get into a little bit, you talked about a little bit in the video, but I want to go back to the original impetus for doing this and the accident that happened there. But before we do that, you know, we posted this on Facebook yesterday, and several of our listeners have now signed up and have let us know they signed up since yesterday. Yeah. But we also have some that have some questions, and I have some questions about it too. But before we get to that, this was done as a result. And, you know, I'm saying this, Jennifer, our producer, you know, has ridden a horse and gotten hit in the road and had, you know, that happened twice to her. Right. So, you know, this is very dear to our hearts. You had a similar type of experience, which is really what made you want to create this. Were you riding at night? Was it during the day? What happened with that?
Well, it was November, so it gets dark early. A friend of mine and I were riding, and we got back probably around 6:30, because it was a gorgeous day out here in California in November, and perfect riding conditions. And we rode longer than we expected. We were having such a good time and lost track of time. And where my horses are, our equestrian community butts up against a national or a state park, the Santa Monica Mountain State Park. And so we feel very comfortable and confident and that we come in off the trails, and then we go into the equestrian community, and you think everybody knows that there's horses. You know, it was a little bit, it was darker, but everybody's aware that lives there. It's a gated community. And we were riding back, and I was literally 500 yards from the barn, and this car came from behind us, and he at the last moment saw us, tried to slow down and swerve, and it spooked my horse that my friend was on, and we clipped my horse from the back. The guy took off in the car.
Of course.
And luckily, my horse was able to kind of recover. He didn't fall, and my friend luckily didn't fall off. And we took him back to the barn, and thousands of dollars later, it, you know, with vet bills and everything else, he ended up having chronic arthritis in his back legs. And his back, he's only 12. And so I've been kind of dealing with that ever since. I don't really ride him much anymore because we can't go into the mountains or trail ride. So
all right.
That, that not, yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, and you know that I can understand why you went this route, and I know you've put a. We're kind of limited on time, so I want to get to some important parts here for you. I have some questions about. This wraps around the tail. If you watch the video and everybody goes, just search Kickstarter tail lights and you'll find it. Or we'll post. We posted links on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. Or just look at anybody's Facebook page that's on the internet right now. So it wraps around the horse's tail and then a wire actually goes up to a battery pack. What are the batteries and how long do they last?
It is a lithium-ion battery. I found a very small, thin lithium-ion battery that lasts about 15 hours. It can last up to 26 hours on certain settings and depending on the color, because colors actually just take a lot of drain out of the batteries. It's very thin. The circuit board, which drives the entire thing, is actually thicker and a little bit bigger than the battery. So that's why the battery box is going to be a little bit slightly larger than a Galaxy Note. And about an inch thick, and you can slide it in any kind of saddlebag that you want, or you can get one of the optional taillight saddle cannel bags to put it in.
Now, can you charge the batteries, or do you have to get new ones?
Yeah, it's rechargeable.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's rechargeable.
Okay.
I fully expect, we're doing third-party testing, and I fully expect to get, you know, have at least 3 to 5 years of use out of this.
All right.
I thought I'm going to be mad, but that's what they're looking at.
Do you watch Shark Tank at all, Sammy?
I do.
All right, good. Well, we're not Shark Tank. This is more like a goldfish tank, okay? But I'm going to ask you a Shark Tank type question. You have patented this, right? Please tell me you.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Good for you. Yay. Right answer. Okay. Now, there are some concerns, though. And, you know, we've had a lot of people, as I say, sign up. I just went while you were gone from us. You have 76 backers for $12,284.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Your goals are $100,000 with 41 days to go. And the way Kickstarter works, you have to raise that or you don't get any of it. So why $100,000? What do you need that for?
That is a very good question. Because we have a battery pack and the light box, and they are going to be injection molded in a very strong, durable plastic, and they're also going to be sonically welded, it costs us $20,000 per tool, and we need two tools to build to be able to do the injection mold with this high-quality plastic resin. So that's $40,000 right off the bat. And that doesn't even count with the sonic welding or anything else. We also have the circuitry and the circuit board. The PCB boards are not too expensive, but all the circuitry and the programming that we are doing in the circuit board is expensive. We have three different fail safes within the circuit board itself. One fail safe is so that the battery cannot be overcharged no matter what charger you use. There's also going to be an automatic turnoff, which regulates so that if the battery something goes wrong with the battery or if there's some sort of damage that it will automatically turn off. And then obviously,
so it doesn't catch on fire. That's a good thing. Like the laptops
well,
we hear
no.
about.
Well, with any kind of battery, the fail safes that we've put in have totally, is bypassing all that. We're also encasing the battery in a completely flame retardant, material.
Okay.
And we're having a fail-safe that disconnects and cuts the lights off if there's any kind of overheating or any kind of issue. We are also undergoing, and this is all voluntary because we're using all UL-rated parts, which means every part that's UL-rated is rated in the United States and accepted in the United States for standard and safety. But we are going a step further, which is costing us another $10,000 to do a third-party testing, and they are going to just essentially do whatever they can to push the units to failure. And then we are going to adjust to whatever they say that we need to adjust to make this the safest unit in the world.
I got to tell you, Sammy, you've done your homework on this, and you're one smart horse girl. I'm going to give you credit for that because, you know, obviously it's gotten some attention and worked. I think the one area, and this came up in our in our on a Facebook post, and I wanted to just read it to you. Cynthia said, I thought this was a great idea until I saw that it takes a $160 pledge to get one. I think price is going to be the one thing that's going to be kind of your bugaboo along the way here, because they're not cheap. And you know, you can pledge different amounts for different things on Kickstarter, but you did say that, you know, that's significantly less than retail. Are you afraid that the price is going to be a barrier to entry on this? There's another Shark Tank question for you.
No, yeah. Oh, I think price is always going to be an issue for different people. The LED and RGB lighting that we have, we're doing the highest, best optimal chips that there are out there for visibility, brightness, and coolness factor, so that they don't heat up to touch. They're not going to bother the horses, and you also have the clarity. One RGB roll is $85 a roll.
Whoa!
We take 2.5 to make one unit.
Whoa!
So, yeah, and with the we are sourcing out RGB units in, obviously China is number one for creating RGB, but because there's double silicone backing, so we have to take the RGB, we have to use an adhesive that won't melt or separate, and then we're dipping it in silicone, and all of those processes are very new, and we have had to create and actually design processes to allow us to do that, which has also significantly increase the cost. The cost factors for shipping and everything else is, you know, that's aside, because international shipping and shipping is, because that's one of the questions everybody's been having. I don't really have control of that. But yeah, it's not the cheapest. It's not the cheapest unit to build, especially with the CPU boards that we're using. They were, you know, the first people that we looked at were talking about a $50 only per unit board for us to actually be able to process and get into the unit.
Sammy, I'm going to stop you there, and I'm going to add this. I'm going to say that it doesn't matter. People are going to buy them anyway because they're cool, and they're and that's what's going to happen. I mean, horse people are horse people. We spend money on stuff, and they're cool, and they're life saving. I am going to get one for my carriage because I think that, you know, I saw the video there where you can hang it in the back of your carriage. It's a terrific idea there, especially you kind of put it over the orange triangle sign that you put on your carriage, and it illuminated that. I think it's a terrific idea. I'm a gadget guy, so I'm a geek, so I love this stuff, and apparently other people do too. I hope you reach your goal, because obviously you spent a lot of time and energy, and people are going to get the feeling after hearing you that you know what you're talking about, and you put a lot of effort into this, and we just wish you the best of luck with this, and I hope to see them on the market here soon. You're going to make it. You were on CNET, for God's sake.
I hope so, that's tech. I really want to save people.
Well, you know, and you were on CNET. That's tech heaven, CNET. I mean, that's the place we all go when we want to.
Oh,
So,
if I can just say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got word that last month a Philadelphia police officer was hit from behind. He was a mounted patroller, and he was hit from behind by a car. And so people have been privately messaging me if they can buy or donate and pledge and get the police officer mounted unit and be able to donate them to their local police departments. And so I thought that was a fantastic idea. So we're opening up the mounted police officer units for people who want to pledge them and then be able to donate them to their local mounted police forces.
What a great idea. That's a terrific idea.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to do that for any local charities or kids clubs or organizations, they're more than welcome to do that. At the end of Kickstarter, we send out a survey, and then you can tell us where you want it mailed or what police division you want it donated to and your name, and we'll make sure it gets to them with your name or whatever children's charity group, or if you want to make this as a gift. So that way people who say, I don't have a horse, but I really want to sponsor and back you, that's a great way to do it.
One last question. How soon after the Kickstarter ends in 40-some days here, how soon after do you expect them to be shipping?
Well, as soon as we fund, if we can fund, like, for instance, if we can fund in the next 10 days, I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger to start manufacturing so we can get them as close to the beginning of 2014 as possible.
Okay.
If we have to wait until the end of the Kickstarter fund, then it's going to be a little bit longer because production is about 6 to 8 weeks.
Yep.
And then testing and then mailing. So it's going to be a bit longer. So,
so it'll be a couple months. It'll be a couple months after, which is you kind of expect for a new product. So that's terrific.
And I don't want to tell people it's going to be out earlier and then not be able to
deliver,
you know, meet that goal.
No, that makes them mad.
Deliver.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for getting up early and joining us today. I think it's a terrific product. It's a lot of fun. And the geek side of me just loves this. So,
thank you very much. It's been an honor. I appreciate you taking the time out to speak with me.
Good luck, Sammy. That's a great holiday gift. If you want to do something good for the holidays, you have one of your horses, Jamie, is now working for the police department again. So, you know, I love that idea. What a terrific idea. Who could use them more than the police department? I mean, nobody.
I know, especially when you hear, you know, the mounted officers that I've spoken to, you know, they really don't go to work until it's nighttime, until it's dark out. And, you know, they police downtown at the college part of ASU, and they walk around downtown at night amongst partiers and people driving around. I mean, it's crazy down there, and that is a fantastic idea.
I got a great idea too, Sammy. For the police departments, if you're still listening, you could add a little rotating bubble right on top of the tail part, so like on the police car, so that'll go around too. What do you think?
You still put some sirens in it? Yeah. I mean, my God.
We can kick this up a notch.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to Sammy for joining us on such late notice. I contacted her yesterday. She's a real sweetheart to get up early. Karen from Kentucky Performance Products wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. She was hoping to be here today. She is is the longest supporter we've ever had here on the Horse Radio Network.
Love her.
She started with us 5.5 years, almost 6 years ago, has been with us on several shows since then, has been a supporter of Horses in the Morning since day one. We love their products and we love Karen, but she is introducing a new product today and was having a seminar, a meeting with a whole bunch of veterinarians to get it out onto the market. Today was unveil it day. So she couldn't be with us, but she wishes everybody a happy Thanksgiving and may your horses be healthy and happy. You can find all of their products at Kentucky Performance Products. Just go to KentuckyPerformanceProducts.com. We highly recommend them and we appreciate your support of our sponsors. That's why Karen has stayed with us for 6 years, because you have been supporting Kentucky Performance Products. Well, Jamie, we have another fun guest. This is Fun Guest Day coming up. We're going to go to the other side of the world here and talk a little bit about an amazing event that happened. Why don't you take it?
Well, is she actually ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay. All right. Well, this is something that we talked about not too long ago, and it falls under the category of absolute awesomeness and absolute craziness at the same time. And the guest that I'm talking about, bless her heart, her name is Susan Corwin, and she was part of the Side Saddle record-breaking fox hunt in Ireland. It was found on horsenation.com. You can find that article there. Just put in Side Saddle Ireland and you can find it, and we'll also post the link on our Facebook page, because 50 ladies all side saddle, all fox hunting, and Susan's going to tell us about it. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. You say it's crazy, and I would admit it's a little bit crazy, but not as crazy as you think. We all live.
Okay, listen, I'm an inventor, and I get told I'm crazy all the time for doing what I do, but you, my friend, took it to an extreme. First of all, in eventing, I'm by myself, okay, and I've got legs on both sides of the horse. You, reading your story, it's just absolutely incredible. What made you decide to want to do this?
Well, I've been riding side saddle since I was a teenager, and I've been hunting side saddle for about 12 years, since I was a teenager, I mean.
Yeah, right, sure.
Joke there. And I just love it. I love everything about it, but I'd gone through cancer last year, and this opportunity came up. I've never been to Ireland, and I've never hunted in Ireland, and I actually had barely even ridden because of my cancer treatments for a year before this hunt. But I was like, I'm going. It, you know, I just can't not go. I love it. And I have to tell you, and I hate to say this to people because I should probably take all the kudos and say, yes, it's very, very difficult. It's really easy.
Listen, I don't believe you. I think you should.
Well, then you can come out and try it.
I think I'll have to someday because reading your story, first of all, just, I know you brushed over it, but you had just had a post double mastectomy and yes. It was exactly 1 year to the day that you were in Ireland to go on this fox hunt. First of all, big hug to you. Speaks to me of what an amazing, incredible human being you are. And I'm tremendously sorry, but I'm glad that you are living life to the fullest. You found out that you were able to afford it and you decided to head out and go for it and use some airline miles and pack up and head to Ireland. And then you met some pretty amazing people. And tell us about this woman that you met, the first woman that you met.
Susan Oakes.
Yes.
Did you say she was crazy or something a week ago?
She is
amazing, and she is surprisingly down to earth. She's a lovely, lovely woman, and she comes from a long line of fox hunters. And I thought the funniest thing that she said to me. Now I got in a day earlier than most people did, so I got to spend the entire day traveling around with her, which was interesting because it consisted of. Oh, I'm going to go ride a horse. Well, she goes and hops on her racehorse and gallops around the track 5 times, hands him off to who now I know is her father, and then we zoom over to her mother's house who serves us a wonderful lunch. And it turns out that we were the 8th people there. They didn't have any salad left. And then we zoom off to do another 1,000 things. It's just really wonderful. But the most interesting part, I thought, making me absolutely hate my childhood, was her parents had decided that fox hunting was way more important than anything you could learn in school. So rather than go to school, they would fox hunt 3 or 4 days a week. I'm just jealous. Now I'm jealous.
And again, when I say that people are crazy, I say that in a very affectionate way. And because we're all horse people, so we're all crazy. Even our people that are listening to the show, we all know we're horse people. And the fact that you get picked up from the hotel, this Irish chick, she's like, oh, yeah, I got to go ride a horse real quick. She hops over to hops on a racehorse, then gallops it around the track, hands it back, and then takes you to lunch, and then takes you to meet the horse that you were going to ride. She sounds like such an Irish little beauty, busybody type woman. And then she takes you to meet your horse, which is her mother's horse that you're going to ride.
Yes. Yeah, lovely little pony. He was totally as obnoxious as a pony can get, which is wonderful, but he was like a goat going out, over the fields. He was wonderful. So I was very lucky. I got a good horse, and I decided right at the beginning to not interfere with him. I was like, well, he knows the territory better than I do. I threw the reins away, and I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about when kind of as the side saddle event is starting, was there were really 50 people there?
Oh, yeah. I think it was probably 54, I think, is the actual number. All of us in side saddle from all over the world. I was staying with a girl from Sweden and a girl from Italy and another girl from France. And I had some friends of mine that were out from Virginia, and yeah, it was people from everywhere. And we didn't have our own saddles, we didn't have our own horses, and Susan Oakes has put it together, but she put the right combination together, and everyone had a crack, as they say it in Ireland.
A cracking good time. Well, tell me about the actual fox hunt when it started. Was it just absolute madness? Or I imagine fox hunting in Ireland as just kind of what I say, balls to the wall, like, hang on, we're going for it. Was it like that? Or was it, how did it compare to American fox hunts?
Yes, it was pretty much balls to the walls. I mean, there was one point where there was, you know, this ditch that basically the front riders, I mean, we only saw the hounds at the beginning. That really explained how fast it was. And a lot of, you know, the weather was bad, and a lot of the other local hounds, hunts had been canceled, but because this was, you know, all of us had come there, they decided to do it anyway, even though it was really bad weather. But anyway, so you jumped the ditch that was created by somebody else. And now we got to this one set of ditches. One had been abandoned. One still had a hole. It had a hole with a horse in it.
couldn't
jump. Yeah, the horse was still in the hole. So we couldn't do that. And so everyone had stopped. And I was like, well, I don't know. I didn't come here to, you know, road hunt. So I went to jump the big ditch on my little pony. And it would have been really cool if we made it. We gave up past everyone and we took our best shot. And then we
did you get a little muddy?
Did you get a little muddy,
Susan?
You know, buddy, yes. Yeah. I'm a facial.
I have a question.
So we ended up
I have a question about Irish fox hunting. Do they have more than one flask? Do you have, like, flasks everywhere in Irish fox hunting? Like, six of them, different pockets?
Well, I would say usually, because this was a ladies' hunt, there was a significant lack of flasks. It's kind of like, where are the flasks? I would hope so, but, yeah, not in this case. But wow. One guy did say to me, he says, the more you drink before the hunt, the smaller the jumps get. The more you drink at the pub, the bigger they get.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Now, as far as hunting in Ireland goes, can you recommend it to anybody else, or is this something that you say?
Absolutely. It's something that must be done. And you just have to trust your horse. I mean, you don't even really need to know how to ride. These horses know what they're doing. They're just lovely if you're in one of those Irish hunters. I mean, they just take you along. And half of the way, I just kind of dropped the rein onto the buckle and just said, all right, just make sure you take me with you. I see where you're going. We'll have to get you outside saddle. And that's the other thing about side saddle, is it's incredibly safe. It is very secure. They didn't trust their good ladies to this tack for no reason.
Right. No, I mean, I'm sure anything with practice, you know, if you're dedicated and you practice it, I'm sure everything's easy. But what I wanted to know about, if it's so easy and it's so fun, talk to me about Irish lipstick.
Oh, well, that was when I got trapped under a tree.
See?
And it had nothing to do with the saddle. I expected the pony to go left. He went right. I was stuck under a tree. And, yeah, that bloodied my lip. And, yes, I went from an Irish facial to Irish lipstick.
Which is when your face is covered in blood, for those who didn't quite pick that up. But it's easy.
He was a grand pony. He stopped dead as soon as I got stuck and waited for one of the huntsmen to come break the tree off me.
You know what, though? You're a cancer survivor. A bloody lip was nothing. I mean, that's just a good day's fun.
Absolutely. I didn't remove anything, and I didn't have to have any chemo. It was great.
That's fantastic. Where exactly can people find out more about you, get in touch with you about this, learn more about your trip? I think you're one of the coolest ladies I've ever talked to, and I do appreciate you being so upfront with us. Where can people find out more?
Sure. If they go to sidesaddle.homestead.com, That is my website. And I'm in Prospect, Kentucky, and I teach side saddle lessons. Hint, hint, hint. Either well, one of you or both of you will have to come out.
Where are you?
And there's also a link to my articles there.
Okay, gotcha. Where in Kentucky are you?
I'm in Prospect.
Prospect, Kentucky. How far is that from Lexington?
Oh, it's an hour.
Okay.
I do come out and teach in Lexington as well.
Hmm? Okay, I'll be at Rolex, so maybe we'll work something out.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Well,
you go run Rolex in a side saddle. We'll work that out.
Yeah. I'm not running Rolex, or will I run it in a side saddle? So.
We can make it happen.
Thank you, Susan.
Awesome. Well, thanks, girl. Thank you very much, Susan, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go, Jamie. There's a challenge. Not only do you have to someday get to Rolex, you have to get there and ride side saddle.
That's going to happen. Just hold your breath.
Well, we have our next guest ready for us right away, and I'm so excited to get to this. We've been teasing it now for 2 or 3 days here on the show, and also on our Facebook page. We know somebody who actually participated in the making of Hunger Games: Catching Fire. We actually know several people, but we have her on the phone here. It is our very own Dr. Wendy Ying. Hey, Wendy.
Hi, guys.
We haven't even told Jamie. We never told
you. Didn't?
Him. No.
Well, we couldn't talk about it. It was a secret.
Now you're off.
I'm
your
forever now, Wendy. I'm calling you Katniss. You are Katniss, friend.
Thanks,
Wendy. Now you were off. You're off of quarantine now. We can talk about this, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right, it's out now, so everybody's talking about it.
Tell us what you did. What happened?
Oh, it was really fun. So, you know, there's the chariot scene, and the horses are supposed to be so well trained in the city that they don't have any drivers. So the kids are just standing there, you know, and they're brought into the arena. And so there are six drivers, and there's 12 pairs of six pairs of Frisians, so 12 horses. And so each of us drove a pair, but in the chariots, if you look at the chariots, there's like, I don't think you can see it, but there was a little hole, and we had to race through a little hole, and we're hiding underneath a blanket and had to drive the chariots from underneath a blanket.
For all the guys out there, I'm going to stop her right there. For all the guys out there, that means that she was between Jennifer Lawrence's legs because you got to drive the superstar's chariot, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I had Katniss and PETA, and so I was they did it like a computer generated thing. So there's six of us, but you know, there's 12 chariots in the whole thing. So I was chariot 6 and 12 because they're district 12.
Did you have like Cynic? Who's in district 6? I'm trying to remember.
Well, actually the picture that they keep putting up of Cynic giving the sugar cube to the horse, you can see Dr. Kyle in the background. So we love that picture. So we did see him.
Yeah, her boyfriend, Dr. Kyle, was in the movie too. And you can actually see him in a couple spots as an extra.
Yeah, he was an extra. So we needed headers, you know, because I'm underneath a blanket trying to drive this pair. And all I can see through this hole in the chariot is like the inside eyes and the head of the pole. That's all I can see, really.
So you're actually looking through the legs of the horse, right? You're at leg level.
I'm like, I had a little box that was probably 12 inches long by 6 inches high. And that's the only thing I saw through. And it's on the front dash of the chariot. And my reins went like up along the pole. And and that's all I could see.
And you had what were the horses? Were Frisians?
They were Frisians, yeah. And they were very, very well behaved. So, and we just spent some time driving them beforehand and getting used to them and the balance of the chariot and all that. Because, we're doing a pair with a two-wheel chariot. It's hard to balance.
I think all of it sounds hard, but how did you get this gig? Like, what did they call you? Did you submit something? Like, are you in the, do you have your SAG card? What's the deal?
Oh, you know what? I do have my SAG card now, and I'm officially a stunt woman. I'm so excited.
Whoa!
That's my bucket list, is my SAG card. I know, and I keep wanting to get more movies because it's, like, so exciting. Atlanta Dog Works, that's owned by Carol and Greg Chasson, were the ones that provided the animals, and I was chosen as one of the drivers. I know them, actually, from driving, so... that's how that all worked out. And we've had Carol on the driving show before to talk about, she's an animal wrangler, so she came and talked about that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not something like they're not going to call me and go, hey, we heard you ride horses. Come and be in our third movie. No, it's not going to happen. How was her dress? Tell me everything about her dress.
Oh, the dress was really, really cool. A lot of the time that you spend... for us, it was, you know, like taking care of the horses. And then, you know, the actors aren't there for a lot of the time. They have a lot of setup and blocking. And so sometimes I had her stunt double, and sometimes they just had a stand-in person so they could, you know, adjust the camera. But then when she came out to do the real filming, her dress was so awesome close up. And she had great makeup on, and she looked really good. It was really
awesome. She's so beautiful anyway. And then, of course, the dress wasn't on fire there, but I can't imagine. Well, did you get to talk to her? Was she nice? Was PETA nice? Am I going to like them?
Oh, they're really,
did
really
you meet
nice.
Gail? Oh, my God. Did you meet Gail? He's so hot.
Which one's Gail?
Gail is the brother to Thor. How did you not know that? I'm sorry. Have you not read the book? I'm sorry. I got to let it go.
I did. You know, I have to tell you a funny story. I didn't read the book. I never even saw the movie. So I'm not really into teen angst. So I didn't know anything about this movie. So we're standing there, and they had just done this thing with, like, Woody Harrelson and Lenny Kravitz, and they're all filming this stuff. And then I'm, like, under this blanket. I can still see what's going on. But so anyways, all the actors go break. And then we were under props, so the prop master says to me, like, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, it's going great. But I said, can I just ask you, what's going on? I don't get it. And he goes, well, this is the scene when blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't get it. And he's like, you haven't seen these movies? I'm like, no, I'm just going to admit it. I have not seen any of these movies yet.
Have you seen it now? Have you watched it since then, the first one?
Yeah, I've watched it since then.
All right. Are you going to be opening day?
Dr. Kyle.
Are you going out today?
Yeah, Dr. Kyle's taking me there. Yeah, as soon as we leave here. As soon as we finish this, we're going to the matinee.
Good for you.
Does anybody out in radio world want to babysit a six-month-old, almost six-month-old, for just a couple hours today? Because I've got to go see that movie.
I know.
I have to go see it.
I was a big fan. I read the books when they first came out. I read all three of them straight through. I didn't sleep. I just read the books. Absolutely loved them. And then we went and saw the movie right away. I actually went by myself because Jennifer wouldn't go see the movie. You know, it is a disturbing premise. I can see why some people have not wanted to see this movie. It's very disturbing premise. The first movie is about kids killing each other. It's a disturbing premise. But they suck you in. And now the reviews for this second one, every review I read said it's better than the first. It's a 2.5 hour, but they said the movie's going to be over and you're going to be going, what? I mean, it's been getting unbelievable reviews by people who normally hate movies like this. So, and it's all because Wendy was in it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know, it was actually a great experience. I feel so lucky and I'm so thankful to Carol and Greg for, you know, making me a part of it. And, you know, Katie Cadwell was there too. And the driving was really much more difficult than I thought. Like some of the situations that they put us in, like I was glad I was getting stunt pay. But it came out really great.
Now, how long?
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead, Jane.
Are you waiting? Are you waiting for this, Wendy? Okay, ready? And the Oscar goes to Dr. Wendy King.
Oh, I don't think that'll happen. I don't think that. I think I'm a very like beginner stunt woman, but I'd like to do more. I have to get Roman riding so I can go as a Roman rider.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah.
No.
I'll help you.
I have one more question for you before we let you go. How long days were they that you were actually crouched down, I mean crouched to the point of cramps in that little chariot doing these scenes?
Oh, I mean, it was like at least 12-hour days.
And the scene is 1 minute in the movie, maybe 1 minute?
It's 1 minute. And but, you know, of course, we would take the horses back and give them water and rest. And it's really great. That's something about the movie industry I really love, is they had people there to protect the animals, like make sure everything was, going well for the animals the entire time. But the thing is, we would take the horses up and they would block them. Like I said, there's all this filming. So we'd stand there for 2 hours, and you had to stay under this blanket because you can't be in the film, you know, in the shots.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you made some money and you now have your SAG card. I'm totally jealous because that is definitely bucket list for me. And, I can't wait to see you in the movie, or not see you. See a blanket and go, Wendy's under that.
Yeah, you won't see me. You won't see Katie, but you will see Dr. Kyle in there. You just look for the beard. Okay.
There's only one in the movie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy. Let us know. Post on Facebook how you liked it, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show. You can find her over at drivingradioshow.com.
Okay, I got to ask. I mean, I know you've read to the end, and so have I, but after the first one, were you or are you Team Gale or Team PETA?
I think I am Team Katniss.
That's not the answer.
I really don't care about the other two. I'm definitely Team Katniss. She looks really good in that tight black outfit. Just saying. Not too bad. Do you want to take a break for a song or go right into really bad ads? Your call, because it's your last day before vacation.
I have to pee.
All right.
Let's play a song.
All right. Let's play a holiday song. We can get away with it now. Jamie will let us, because next week is Thanksgiving. So let's just play one of these. Really bad ads coming up.
Let your heart be mine. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest earth, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. for friends who are dear to us. Yeah, the near to us. One more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Say, pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. To tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's the master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, what a fun show today, and we're going to continue that fun with Really Bad Ads brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treat. And Stud Muffins are the ultimate horse treat. Our horses absolutely love them. Jamie's horses love them. They're 100% handmade. They craft each batch with care. I mean, right there in the kitchen. And I don't care whether you have a 1 or 100 horses. You need to pick up Stud Muffins next time you go to the tack shop. They'll probably be on sale at every tack shop across the country on Black Friday a week from today. Pick some up while you're there. They've been making them since 1997, and each treat contains grains such as wheat, oats, barley, corn, and fortified with flaxseed and other wholesome ingredients, ensuring they're as healthy as they are enjoyable. Horses go crazy for these. They're soft, so you can put medicine in them and you can trick your horses. They're also, they have special Christmas time things too, little music boxes and candy canes and all kinds of stuff with Stud Muffins for the holidays. So look for those at your tack or feed store soon, or search for Stud Muffins on Google. Jennifer, we have a couple of great prizes today. What are they? Jennifer.
This week's prize table includes the much sought after horsegroomingsolutions.com grooming tote filled with $100 worth of products. Woohoo! When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed suppliers, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And filling up the other side of the table, the Equity Flexin Fork, topic of conversation frequently here on Horses in the Morning. The Equity Flexin Fork is a premium quality manure fork built in the USA to last 4 years. The ultra-tough, distinctive yellow basket is backed up by an unprecedented 13-month warranty against tine breakage. Patented flexible backbone lever relieves stress so tines don't snap. Besides durability, customer testing shows that these forks work better, too. A larger basket, lightweight fiberglass handle, flexible backbone lever support, and ergonomic grip make picking up after your horse easier than ever. The Equity Stable Fork is the solution to all your poop-moving needs.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. And of course, the ads that we're going to read to you today were submitted by our listeners, and the names we give are their names, not those of the people who actually posted the crappy Craigslist ads. Now, I will say that one thing Jennifer wants us to point out is she got about 25 ads this week from people where they just put the link to the Craigslist ad, and when she went there, it's dead. You have to copy the whole ad, pictures and all, into the email and send it to Jennifer. So if you don't hear your ad, that's probably why. If you just sent a link, it was dead when she got there. So just want to remind everybody of that. Jamie, I'm going to skip the first one for time benefit.
These ads are so bad, they get flagged.
That's right. So why don't we go right into Lorraine? Why don't you get us started there, Jamie?
Okay, Lorraine sent this one in, and as usual, I'm competing with this person. Free rooster! Free rooster!
Is this your ad? Did she find your ad?
It is not my ad, but I need to just go ahead and do it. If I didn't want some weird people driving up to my house, I'd put one on Craigslist. Free rooster. He is a 2-year-old Splash Cross Silver Americana rooster. He is white with a black tail and black splashes or spots all over his body. Handsome and friendly, but not the crawl in your lap kind of guy. He runs away when you go into the coop. Our hens don't like him, bully him, and have managed to pluck off most of his tail. He does have 2 fragments of tail feathers left, and yes, the tail feathers will all grow back, provided he is not kept with grumpy hens like ours. He is a sweetheart, loves his girls, even though they hate him, is a bit of a pushover, and needs a better home where the hens are not so aggressive. If you want a friendly rooster, come and get him.
There's a lot of guys who have left marriages for this exact same reason. Just...
Yeah, I would like to say that our rooster is... he's one of the little, called a Cornish rooster, so he's tiny, and he was supposed to be a meat dish, I guess, so we saved him. So he's tiny, and it's so funny, because all the hens, he's like, and he tries to sidle up next to him, and they're like, I'll kill you, and they just look at him, and he runs away. He's like, please let me get some. I can't get any. I want some.
He has short man's complex, huh?
Oh, he's Napoleon.
Yeah. It's funny. All right. The next one was sent in by Chelsea. And this is a website that she found. And it was just kind of funny. I don't even think it was a Craigslist ad. It was a website. It's called rentacow.com. And it actually is a serious website. You can actually rent cows on this website. But they have kind of a funny page on one page of the website, and you can rent some unusual cows too. So let's go over the cows that you can rent. You can rent a normal cow for $150 a week. It's a normal, plain, black and white cow. It gives 4 gallons of milk a week, requires 1 barrel of hay a week, very lovable and gentle, likes to be patted on its head, and enjoys ice water. So there you go. For $150, you can rent that cow. Now, if you want to get to the more exotic cows, you really need to go take a look at the chocolate cow. Yes, it's a very rare cow that lives in the Andes Mountains of South America. It can carry up to 400 pounds, gives 5 gallons of chocolate milk a week, and requires 1 cocoa bean a week and a barrel of hay. Loves mango juice and is scared of loud noises. So there, you can get your chocolate cow. You always wonder how they got chocolate milk. Well, it's a chocolate cow, apparently out of the Andes Mountains in South America. Found, and then you can also get a flying cow. Now, the flying cow comes out of Canada. It's found in the prairies of Canada. This cow is rarely spotted because it can cruise to a height of 15 kilometers. It can fly long distances and can go as high and can go up to 90 kilometers per hour. It's great for cheap air travel. It requires 3 barrels of hay a week and is sweet and lovable. And then it goes on. There were like 20 more different cow varieties you can get. And you can find all of those just by searching for Rent-A-Cow. Thank you for Chelsea for sending those in. You know, I really did when I was a kid think that chocolate milk came from a chocolate cow. I did think that when I was a kid. Probably thought
I'm
that.
Sure you did.
And I probably thought that until I married Jennifer and we actually got cows and she had to explain to me, though, it's all white. Probably.
Yeah, the moon is made of cheese and cows jump over it. So yeah, that's pretty amazing. The next one is so fantastic. Rachel sent in the next one, and this is
You know, they probably put this in the farm and garden section, but it really should have been in the man-seeking woman, or hopefully it's man-seeking woman section. It could be woman-seeking woman. Who knows? But this was definitely in the farm and garden, and it needed to be moved. This is in Mendocino County. I'm sure that's in many states. I don't know what county. Female farm and ranch partner wanted. It starts out like it couldn't maybe, and then by the end, you just know. I'm looking for a female organic farming and ranch partner with practical knowledge or education in organic farming, along with some livestock experience with goats, chickens, and must be a non-smoker, non-to-light drinker, and you don't abuse drugs of any kind. Seeking someone between the ages of 29 to 45, and you would need to be in good condition and health for working on the ranch. So you need to be hot. I do the local farmers markets and sales to a local coop and working on some local organic stores. This is a life partner situation I'm offering to the right lady. Please contact me through this Craigslist post if you have the skill set and desire to work on a sustainable organic farm. Mm-hmm. In parentheses, I think they should have put, and you want to do it with me.
Is this guy looking for a slave? If you really reread that and think about it, he wants somebody he can have sex with and is going to do all the work on the farm for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you, you got to be in good shape. Hopefully you have big boobs and you don't, you know, do drugs, and you got to go and do all the farming and take care of all the animals, and then we can do it. But you have to be here forever. Life partner only.
Do you think there's actually women that respond to this? That's the scary part. There probably are.
I don't know. I hope not, just for the their safety.
Yeah, me too.
Their own safety.
Me too. I picture this guy has a basement. So anyway,
horse. Put the lotion in the basket.
That's right. The next one, I don't know who sent the next one in. Kind of is out there all by itself.
Yeah,
Rachel. It just says horse saddle. We have a small horse saddle that we have found in the barn. We do not have any horses, and this farm has not had horses for a long time. Looking to sell it, it's a small brown saddle. There you go. That's all you get. So if you're wanting a small brown saddle, Brantford area, you can go out and find it. Yep. It could be a Steuben. You don't know, right?
Yeah, it could be a gem, but it has been sitting in a barn that has not had horses for a very long time. So to me, that says that it's really moldy.
Yeah, it's green now. It's a small green saddle is really what it is. And that was sent in, Jennifer says, by Smithington sent that in. So.
Smithington. Okay, gotcha. The next one was sent in by Cal Chaser. I don't know your name, but I like your email. Cal Chasers. 9-year-old paint mare, $700 in Pueblo, Colorado. Oh, God. Okay. Deep breath. Hello, I have a 9-year-old paint mare for sale. She's about 16 plus hands high, a very big horse. I got her from Simon.
She's high?
There. She's high. I got her from a friend. She was super skinny, and I've had her for 3 weeks and still gaining weight on her. You mean she hasn't gained all the weight back in 3 weeks? She has gained about 200 pounds since I've had her. Wait, hold up. I got to stop you. How did you get a horse to gain 200 pounds in 3 weeks? Because I need that recipe.
Yeah, that's a magic formula there.
That's a magic formula. 3 weeks, 200 pounds. Do the math. That's a lot of pounds a day. I rope off her. She can slide, stop, and do a full reining pattern. Once she gets more weight, she will be on beast horse.
She will be on beast horse?
She's not at the level... I don't know. This is getting dumber. She is not at the level I need for her right now. She's little britches, but in time she can. I don't really have time with high school and rodeo. I'm asking $700. I'm willing to trade for a broke horse in between the ages
of
5 to 10. Thank you.
It would have disappointed me if that hadn't been at the end, because, you know, we have to... We have to have one of those every week. I want to give you my crappy skinny horse for your totally broke horse. Yes.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. You've had her for 3 weeks, but and she was super skinny, and you put 200 pounds on her, but you've been riding the crap out of her. She can slide stop, which means you yanked her face off. She can do a reining pattern, but not really because she's not really broke. But you'd like to trade this gem of a horse that's $700 for a very broke high school rodeo horse. Let me get this one. Never got any calls with cow chasers. That's an incredibly bad ad.
Yes,
that is
really
a really
is.
Bad ad.
It really is. Kathleen O'Grady sent the following one in. I like this one. I'm going to read it just as it's written. It's all in caps. I'm not going to scream it, but the title is Bamboo Clumps, $45 in Mount Dora. And I can honestly say this is the first bamboo ad we've ever had. Makes great hedge. Bamboo, 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 bamboo. Want to block off your horsey, your nosy neighbor? Get some of this stuff. Bamboo grows fast and tall. Minimum of 8 foot tall, most 10 foot tall and higher. Bamboo, bamboo, bamboo. Blocks high traffic areas. Also, install cactus and Spanish bayonet hedges to block off robbers and cut. I can't even say that word. I don't even know what it is. What's it say? Cut through?
Well, it's not spelled right, but it's supposed to keep people from cutting through your property.
Oh, cut throughs. Got it. Ouch. Guaranteed to stop two-legged varmints, large boulders for blocking septic systems, wells, and most drivers. Oh, I got it. Call Lost City Tree Farm. 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 This sounds like one of those ads you see for a used car dealer on TV with the guy in the red coat. Bamboo, 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 bamboo. Now, today, only for $29.95 with payments for the rest of your life, and we don't check your...
You should do those. You should do those commercials. You did really well with that. And if only I knew where to get it, I would totally get it. Oh, wait, Lost City Tree Farm. Got it.
Yes.
You know what's funny, though, is that we really don't like our neighbors, and my newest problem with my neighbors is the fact that they got a bunch of poultry. Like, I think ducks and everything too. And they put their duck ponds, their little plastic crappy duck pond, right next to my fence. And all the feathers from the ducks it looks like it snowed in my pasture. And I've talked to them several times. I've now had to report them to the HOA. However, somebody told me to get bamboo and make a hedge, make a wall. I think I might do it.
Lost City Tree Farm, Lost City Tree Farm, Lost City Tree Farm, Lost City Tree Farm, Lost City Tree Farm is where you want to go today only for $29.95. You can have a clump of bamboo.
Lost City Tree Farm. I'm gonna call them up. Scott sent in the next one. Horses, smiley face, Whitleyville. Second is an 8-year proud cut black paint horse gelding sold. Proud cut. Around 15 hands even, up to date on worming, loads well, easy to catch. He was used for pasture breeding, so he had very bad manners when I got him. He now stands tied calmly, leads calmly, and doesn't drag you around after other horses. He's broke to ride, but needs an experienced rider. He walk, trot, canters, but has a very stiff neck and doesn't like turning at times, but we're working on that.
That's trouble when you're going toward a fence. That's really bad. Or a tree. Yeah.
Or anything. Anywhere. He's being rode daily, and we're teaching him to lunge. Price will go up as training continues. If you want a horse with spunk to train for speed events, this could be your guy. He's never bucked, bit, kicked, reared up under saddle or on the ground. He just wasn't ridden or fooled with much before I got him. He's improved so much since I got him. Oh my God. He's for sale for the whopping price of $200.
Oh! I was really expecting it to be like $5,000, you know?
Yeah. $200. Wow. Price is going to go up as you train him. Why don't you train for a little while? I'll pay you $300.
Okay, there's one sentence usually in each of these bad ads that jumps out at you that you really have to pay attention to. And in this one, I'm going to give you the sentence. If you want a horse with spunk to train for speed events, this could be your guy.
He run away.
Yeah, there's your sentence. There's your sentence. You know how that what's his name says there? Here's your sign. Well, there's your sentence right there.
And the fact that he's $200 kind of gives it away.
Yes. Andrea sent the following one in. 4-year-old paint gelding, $750 in Parrish, Alabama. Buckshot is a 14-year-old quarter horse, stands good for farrier, walks across logs, traffic broke, 10-year-old girl rides him everywhere, and would be great barrel prospect. For more information, call. Without any punctuation whatsoever.
Nice.
Now, do you have an opportunity to walk across logs a lot with your horses?
I don't walk across logs, no.
No, I don't know when you would have what really, maybe in the woods sometimes you have to walk across the logs. Does she mean like, you know, walking over the logs or across the logs? Because across the logs are much different than over the logs. If this horse can walk across the logs, you've got a balanced individual there.
Man, that's true. Tightrope walker.
Yes. I've never seen that in any of the expos we've been to as a tight roping or type, whatever that you can say it. I can't even get it out.
You know what? You know what? That chick can go ahead and ride side saddle across Ireland and jump ditches. I have a tightrope walking horse. I'm kind of a big deal.
You need to go to Parrish, Alabama and pick this one up, Jamie. I see a new career.
Yeah, I do. I do. Hey, the last one was sent in by Tammy Schreiber. And Tammy, oh, wow, this is, it's kind of pricey for a really bad ad, but what a deal. On a black warm blood Frisian thoroughbred horse.
We got everything going there.
She is gorgeous.
Had 2 daddies.
Mare named Luna, all black Frisian thoroughbred horse with rare white diamond mark on forehead. I believe that's not rare. It's called a star. She is broken, tame, but with slight juvenile frisky attitude, of which would be no problem with an experienced rider. She would make a beauty of a show horse, jumper, English riding, or leisure riding, or perhaps as a cattle horse with good training, because she loves to be put to work. We have used her only for leisure riding, but with the right rider or trainer, she is built to do wonders. Her bloodline is award-winning, having her great-grandmother as Seattle Slew.
All right, let's read that back that last part again, just for those that didn't catch it. Think hard now.
Okay. Now, I would like to point out that the bloodline, this is the 1977 Triple Crown winner. Her bloodline is award-winning, having her great-grandmother as Seattle Slew. Seattle Slew is a stallion. It cannot be the grandmother.
That's wow. Funny. Every time you say it, that's funny. I like that one.
Having her great-grandmother as Seattle Slew. Man, that is amazing.
Here's
bloodline.
Your sentence.
Exactly. Here is your sentence. I love that, Glenn. Save that.
Yeah, we're going to
make
that.
A sounder. Here's your sentence. If you have any interest, please don't hesitate to call. We are also willing to lease her out instead of a purchase if you're interested. We are unfortunately going through tough financial times, or we would never, ever sell her. Asking $7,000. Now, this is a special warm blood Frisian thoroughbred, and she has a rare, very rare white diamond shaped mark on her forehead, also known as the star, and her grandmother is Seattle Slew. This horse is a must have.
You're talking immaculate conception here, apparently. So this is definitely rare. It's like,
all right.
I don't care what you guys do, just for this one sentence alone, Tammy with this ad has to win something. So you two decide, but she's getting something. Either she's getting the equity, a flex and fork, or the Horse Grooming Solutions grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. Which one is Tammy getting?
I don't know. Give her one and give Rachel the one with the female ranch partner wanted. well, no, you know what? Cow chasers, too.
Yeah.
The 9-year-old.
Like-
St. Mary, that was just a really bad ad.
Yeah, that really was. So let's give, you know, if his name is Cow Chasers, it sounds to me like he probably should get a Equity Flex and Fork, because you know what? He not only has to keep up or clean up the horse poop, he has to clean up the cow poop. Yeah, so definitely we'll give him that. And then the last one was Tammy again, and Tammy is going to get the tote full of goodies from horsegroomingsolutions.com. Well, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody. Send your ads to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. We will not have a really bad ads for you next week. We have all kinds of special programming planned for while Jamie is away playing here in Florida, and we're still here slaving away. But so we'll be back here on Monday morning. You have a terrific time at vacation. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you very much. And what's really cool is I am actually only going to be a couple hours away, and you have said that you are going to come and meet the baby. So hopefully at some point we will post Facebook pictures of Jennifer holding up. Wait, no.
No, that ain't going to happen.
Glenn holding the baby.
I will hold the baby. Jennifer will not touch the baby. I think she's touched one baby in her entire life. Yes, she'll take the pictures. Yes.
And you do not need to relive that story again, Glenn.
No, I'm not going to.
At this point, Jennifer, at this point, as many times as I've heard your husband say you do not want to touch the baby, I am not going to let you touch the baby.
You're a wise woman. You're very sweet. We are going to see you next week, and we're so looking forward to it. It's been a long time, Jamie, and Chad and the baby. Awesome. We're looking forward to seeing you all, and I'm looking forward to meeting your family so we can have that discussion next time we're on the air together, because that should be fun.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. It's just going to be a peace.
Fun Thank show, everybody. Right Thanks to all our guests. It's a great guest today.
Yep.
Have a terrific weekend.
I'm going to go out and play in the rain. We'll see how the rain. Woohoo!